This is Daphne Ashbrook, and you have reached a higher level of Nerdvana.
One shots, different games, one shot at a time.
Hi, this is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, Confessions of Movie Snob, and Why Not Write. For those of you who listen to the show, you know a little bit about a tabletop game convention that I run called CantCon. CantCon, of course, is run annually every July in the Kansas City area. One of the biggest driving forces behind CantCon when I created it back in 2009 was that it was a way for me to have that convention experience when I was unable to go to a big tabletop convention that I'd been going to for many years called Gen Con. Now, one of the big reasons and one of the things that, CantCon has really grown into is, embracing that idea that it's for those of us who can't con. When I was going to Gen Con for the first 10 years or so, I was going with a company. I was going as an exhibitor. And when I would do that, I would have to run games or work with a schedule and go work the booth and make all these kind of appointments. And I was going there, essentially, I was going there and I had some time to myself, but for the most part, I was having to work. I had obligations. There have been years since then that I've gone as a podcaster, as part of the press, and I've had to keep a schedule that way. I've also been working, you know, recording panels or seminars and going in and doing tons of interviews and whatnot. But there was one year at Gen Con that I went as a attendee, as just a standard attendee. And I gotta tell you, it was a liberating experience. I went up to Gen Con this time and I kind of realized as I was there that I really didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to meet people and schmooze and sort of do all this stuff. And I just felt this real big weight lifted off my shoulders, and I had a really, really great time that year at Gen Con. Not saying I didn't have great times before, but this time it was very different. It was a very relaxing trip, and I didn't feel like I was going there to work. I went there and I just had a great time. And it was this experience that I sort of decided to take and cultivate and sort of put into what CantCon is. It was at the core of what CantCon is. I mean, CantCon, the catchphrase we use is for those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. But what I really want to get across to people is, especially to those who have been to big conventions, industry folks, guests, anything like that, people who go to a convention and have to work, that what I want CantCon to be for everybody is a place where you can go and you can actually relax. You can just enjoy your time rolling dice and having a good time with cool people and have a fun time with people that are just, you know, there to roll the dice and have a good time with you and, you know, learn some new things, see some cool people, and just enjoy yourself. So, it's sort of my big mission with CantCon is to just make it a very laid back environment, make it a very, welcoming place for all tabletop gamers, and make it a place that CantCon can just be a place for anyone, you know, whether it be a regular attendee to press to, you know, your Monty Cooks and your, you know, George R. R. Martins of the world who have all this stuff that they're working on. They have all their fingers in all these pies. So whether you're doing web comics or you're doing tabletop games, novels, anything like that, I want CantCon to be a place where you can go and relax and remember why it is you like going to these things, that you started going to conventions, while you started rolling dice at the table and having a good time. So I just want CantCon people to know that this is what CantCon's about. And CantCon this year, of course, is at the Crown Plaza Hotel, the Crown Plaza Overland Park Hotel in Lenexa, Kansas. July 5th, 6th, and 7th this year. Come on down. Pre-registration is going on now.
bed, can we?
Hey.
You know, right. I have one.
Yeah, go ahead.
This will be a this will be an experience for us all. Mainly doing this to learn, to try to learn the system. And so we may run it again, and this is probably going to be slow going.
These ones are
spicy apple.
Well, all right. Okay.
Are you okay there?
Is this recording?
Yes.
With you going on about your cookie?
I want to try it.
It's a big ass cookie.
Hermetically freaking sealed.
You guys should know that.
Is it a big ass cookie or is it a big
ass cookie?
Oh
yes.
My.
You should know that when Ethan bowls, he bowls aggressively. He kind of gallops down the lane. It was like, whoa!
Ow!
Yes, there is no poetry in motion.
There was one point where like the pins went.
Your best method is to hurl the ball down the lane as hard as you can.
Stop throwing it.
If you can break a pin, you win.
The best part is literally
broken pins count for one for every piece that breaks off.
Oh, yeah.
There was this one. He threw this one, and it just went. It nailed like three pins, but one of them just goes. David goes, holy crap, I said, yeah, that one was diving out of the way.
I was warning the other kid off.
So I point out, I also bowled the least amount of everybody. That was terrible, but that's the way I do it.
Yeah, but all it would have taken would be one to break, and you would have won everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what was your score? Oh, perfect. Oh, 10,000.
Boom.
you know that's not how. Shh.
When it says spicy, it means it.
It's ginger.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
You have long arms. Get it.
That's
funny.
We open up. We've got, first of all, we got Canine, Captain Jack, Donna, and
River Song.
River Song.
River Song, motherfucker.
Yes, master.
I'll be David Tennant, Doctor.
No.
Yes. Oh.
Matt Smith is way better.
Alonzo. Both want to say that.
We're opening up with the Doctor. This is for Donna here. Since you first met him, you've seen the Doctor react in countless ways. You've seen him act with absolute compassion toward the helpless, seen him talk his way out of impossible danger, seen him face down terrifying enemies with nothing but his voice, and a rage so powerful it seemed to bend light. You've never seen him speechless, however, until now. He turns to you, eyebrows raised, so high that they look like they're standing at attention. It's like, what did you just say? Only that I've never been to the seaside, she says. What? But it's brilliant! Sticks of rock and fish and chips and donkey rides? How could you never been to the seaside? You've been saying you've never went to the Isle of Man next.
I've never been to the Isle of Man.
You've never been to the Isle of Man? With the rally and the cats, the tiny tails, and the sheep?
Nope.
Ooh. Right, well, we're going to the seaside. Then I'm going to take you to the Isle of Man.
I've always wanted to go. Not really.
It could be cold. Well, it probably will be cold. But it'll be character building. You watch as he pounds the control, spins another, and pulls what looks suspiciously like a spring out of the console and sticks it in his pocket. The TARDIS rocks and turns and suddenly lands with a dull thud. Doctor looks up at his companions, beams, and strides down the ramp, grabbing his coat as he goes, "Come on, Gypsy! Ruins to stare at. We don't have all day."
I thought we were going to the seaside.
Certainly, master.
There are ruins at the seaside. Come now.
If you want his gold, you can share my jacket.
Are we all there with him?
Oh my.
Yeah, we're all in the TARDIS with him. And Doctor has just left the TARDIS.
Canine's just rolling down the... Certainly, master.
Well, the last time we took you to the beach, bad things happened, so stay out of the water.
Yes, Master.
You almost exploded last time.
Can I go swimming?
No, Master.
Yes, I only had a limited supply of those things.
A very vast limited supply.
Go back into the future and get more.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, collectible, you know.
Which version is this, then?
Master.
Which mark, then?
I'm watching him for Sarah Jane.
But
she's on holiday.
Oh, all right, then.
He's the Isle Man, I heard.
You like an Isle Man.
What was that, Jack? You know?
At the Isle of Man, I heard. Sounds like a fun place, let me tell you.
So I'm sure they named it after you.
Well, I don't like to brag.
Much.
Actually, I do.
You guys leave the TARDIS, and you find the Doctor standing at the top of this flight of wide stone stairs in the center of this town.
You got us lost again, didn't you?
We're exactly where we need to be.
Okay, but the spring thing, you know that you shouldn't hit the TARDIS. She doesn't like that.
What do you know?
I know a vast amount of things.
I look around. Is the seaside anywhere in sight?
You look around, and behind the TARDIS is a large field currently occupied by what looks to be in the distance, a fun fair and an old ruined abbey. Looking down the steps, it goes to a beach. That's wrapped around. It looks to be a harbor of some kind. He trots on down these steps towards the beach. Being a quiet seaside town, you'd expect a fantastic beach, and this place certainly has one of those. It stretches along the town's eastern side, vanishing into the haze in the distance. Kilometers of white sand, punctuated by rocks. There's a small shack a little way down the beach, and to the north there's the first wall of the town's harbor, and a lifeboat station. The doctor goes, "Sea! Ah, it's the sea."
Which sea?
The sea.
The sea.
Which sea?
It's the sea.
No, which sea?
Why hit the sea button? Come to the closest sea.
Oh, God.
Apparently where the TARDIS wants to have be close to the sea.
It's lovely. Can we leave now?
We got us lost again.
Oh, no, 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 no. We're not leaving until you have chips. You go swimming. And you had to enjoy the beach.
It's like 30 degrees in there. I'm not swimming in that.
Oh, it builds character.
Are you going to swim
build
in it?
Your character?
No, of course not.
Don't worry, Donna.
Then why do you expect us to swim in it?
Builds character. I already have enough character.
I don't think that you do, sir.
And what do you know?
I know so much. Spoilers!
You in that book of yours?
Uh-huh.
Jack, I'm surprised you still have clothes on.
I don't know, you mentioned something about keeping me warm, but I am not going in that water.
I wouldn't touch that.
Oh, I have. Oh, I might again. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Room for three in this coat. You up for it?
No. Sorry, I can't. I'm
Come on, room for three.
No, Jack. Always so... We're out of sea, isn't it lovely?
Shall we
I said yes, it's lovely. Now can we leave? Why don't you go somewhere else?
Why did you want to leave?
So...
We just got here.
It's
Are there
cold.
People here?
It's windy. There's sand in my freaking boots.
And there's a whole universe out there that I'd much rather see.
What is your awareness, Eric?
4.
Okay. You're looking around. And the first thing you notice is there's no tide. The water is just still.
Doctor, are you sure this is the sea?
Of course it's the sea.
Shouldn't there be a
Was
tide?
It a sea or was it the waves? Sea. There's a difference.
I'd expect the water to be doing more than that.
It is oddly calm. I wonder if there's a tidal wave coming in.
K-Man will use his
magic ears.
His magic scan and sensors to try and actually figure out where exactly the doctor's led us. So it'll be awareness plus what, technology? Or
I'll find out where we are. I strip naked, lick one finger, and lick the wind. I have no idea.
You've just been wanting to be naked.
I'll wear the coat for you.
Is it really that small?
It is cold.
Excuses, excuses.
You're so sexy when you snort.
I will dejectedly put my clothes back on.
Alright. Glad you guys can all give me awareness rolls.
So this is what?
That's 2d6 plus your awareness.
11.
9.
11.
14.
Shut your face.
Oh, wait, sorry. 15.
Shut your face.
16.
You're scanning.
Yeah. Right. No, I'm scanning.
Because his ears are going...
Oh, Kana, you're so cute when you move your little ears.
You're pretty certain you're in the late 21st. You're in the late 21st century.
Okay. Oh,
my sorry. Favorite part is
early 21st century. Early 21st. That, according to what you're getting off of satellites, you're in a town called Arrowdown.
Okay.
It is, of course, on the western coast of Britain.
Okay.
You got, what'd you guys get?
9. 11. 9.
11.
She got 11.
11.
11. Okay. The rest of you guys hear the sound of, you hear what sounds like a donkey going, like over down the beach, past some rocks that are there. You guys hear like what sounds like the frantic calling of this of donkeys. There's multiple ones over that way.
I see. Sounds like there are some donkeys in the rush again.
The doctor's dead. They're
likely
to
be very
water.
Grateful.
Leans over toward you. This is the sea, isn't it?
We are on the western coast of Britain, Master.
Right.
Got a sauce again, didn't you?
No, I hit the sea button, and that is the sea.
Technically,
which
it's the ocean,
sea button
master.
Did you hit? Because there's several seas.
You know what
there's
would make this
seas,
conversation much more
oceans?
Interesting? A lot of donkeys. That way.
Why? What?
I start following after Chad.
And I go marching off.
For once, you actually have a good idea. So.
Well, I'm going to follow Jack, just because I like getting into trouble. So.
Yeah, obviously.
You guys like go around this cropping, and you can now more clearly see this old shack. And on the other side of the shack is a pen that has been set up with, there's about four or five donkeys inside this pen. There is a sign hanging on the door that says, "Back in 5 minutes." And then the placard that is hanging over the sign just says simply, "Donkey rides." See? Donkey rides! We're at the sea, and there are donkey rides. No, we need are the chips. And the tide.
And other people. I'll go and lean up against the... I'm sure that there's a fence or whatever around the donkey rides. I'll approach one of the donkeys and say, "Hello, gorgeous. How are you today?"
Hey! All of the donkeys immediately rush over towards you and almost start knocking the fence down.
There's more than enough of me to go around. Please, we have all day.
Get up to you and almost bowl you a bit over as they seem very enthusiastic at your attention. They actually start giving you kisses and you hold up one of your hands and it starts searching around your hand for food and it just they are very enamored apparently. With
no,
him.
They're hungry. They need to eat. Jack, feed them.
Well, let me see what I got here. I got the whoa. only I can smoke that. I we'll look around for something appropriate to feed donkeys with.
Do you have any food in your pockets, Doctor, so we can feed these donkeys?
Do you have a piece of celery?
I have some stale jelly babies. You don't want that.
No.
And this is... Well, it was celery. It's purple now.
Uh-oh.
What? For your own good. For your safety.
What do you do then? You eat the
stuff. Well, yeah.
I'm going to start looking around the pen for food.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll start looking too. Or is there a... is there anything around, like, where the people who were keeping the donkeys might have gone? Like,
It's just this...
Or is this just a donkey pen, or
it's,
what?
It's the pen, uh-huh, and the shack that's attached to it, and the main door to the shack has a sign on it saying, back in 5 minutes.
Are I'm there... going to boldly open the door to the shack and attempt to...
Okay. You boldly open the door, the door is unlocked.
Yes. Hooray! Well, that makes things easier.
There's like this haze in the air, it's like dust.
It's been quite a while. Let's check this shack. I searched the shack.
Is it the
see
love shack? Check.
Hey, wherever I am is the love shack. It is now. You want to come and see?
No.
Can I roll up to the shack and just? It was a little step there, just all the way down here.
Oh, here you go, little buddy.
Wheels go.
ought to build you a portable ramp. That's what you need.
I bet G.I. Joe.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. Toss the shack. What's in here?
All right. You start looking at the shack. Go ahead and give me your awareness again. If you're inside, if you go inside the shack.
Apparently,
nine.
I'm in the donkey pen.
How far
for food?
You hopped over the fence and duck pen. All right, the donkeys crowd around you.
It's okay.
And they're like rub up next to you and start nibbling on you right here yeah. What's your ingenuity?
I've been to a number of shows that start like this.
With a six. Your ingenuity is a six. Yeah. It sort of strikes you that these animals are very friendly, but it seems like they've been attention starved. I mean, like, they haven't
start
had any...
heading in every direction
and,
while looking
and you can
for
like
food.
Feel some ribs and stuff like that. And it's like haven't fed.
Okay.
In quite a while.
Meanwhile, I've wandered up to the...
Several good parties have started like this, too.
How far away is the shack from the tide?
Up from the tide? It's probably a good, 100 feet or so.
Okay. So I'm gonna search around for some rocks.
You get up close to the water, and the water is just dead calm.
I'm gonna take a couple of rocks and just wing them at the...
Okay.
Out into...
You pick up one of the rocks, and you fling it out. Go ahead and give me a coordination and athletics check.
Nine, ten.
All right. You fling it out there, and it goes. And it's you pick up one of the flat rocks, trying to skip it, and it just goes boom into the water. And there's a sort of momentarily ripple as the water takes it, but then it. Looking at the localization of it, the ripple maybe is about 6 inches, and then it just stops.
Okay, now I'm just going to plop a couple more rocks.
Mm-hmm. Plop. It's as if the water, it's when they hit the water, it's the sink. They go in and sink to the bottom, and the water just barely ripples at all.
Hmm.
And if it does, it only goes out half a foot to a foot, and then stops.
Doctor! The water's broken!
You don't hear an answer.
Doctor?
Oh, crap, we've lost him again.
Turn around and the doctor is not there.
Jack?
What?
Jack, you're tossing things.
Yes.
There's a good layer of dust on everything in here.
Are you tossing off sailors?
It is Jack Harkness.
Are there any sailors in here?
Sorry, I had to say it, honey.
All good.
You're okay. You're okay. Go lay down.
Daddy.
But you're tossing this place. There's a good layer of dust.
And I did lift him up so he could. Yeah. I lifted him over the 3-inch step so that he can be in here too.
I'm going to open the gate and let the donkeys out.
Okay. You open up the gate, let the donkeys out. The donkeys immediately start meandering.
Because there's grass around. They can eat.
Patches of it, yes.
Yeah, something.
You're down on the beach. There's not a lot down here.
They can move toward where the grass is.
Mm-hmm. Well, they sort of move up towards the hillside. Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's a path that goes, that's like a little path up mm-hmm. up the rock face or the hill face that goes up, probably through their pasture of some kind. And they sort of, one of them starts going up and the other starts sort of following. They seem to be going up in their own way.
Okay. I'm going to go in the shack with these guys.
I'm singing a really bad version of Love Shack. In the Love Shack! With a ears and dog! This is the worst Love Shack I've ever been. Where is everything?
As he's, like, scanning around, just kind of looking around.
What is the scan trait?
The scan trait.
Yes. It's apparently my vortex manipulator has that. I can kind of understand everything else. I just don't
know
what scan
gets
does.
You a +2 on awareness skills.
Mm-hmm. When I'm using the gadget. Mm-hmm. All right. So what's in here anyway?
Well, it's a seaside shack. There's a counter that looks to be old and weather beaten. There's an old clock on the side of the wall that seems to have stopped. There are a few chairs here and there, a little freestanding table that seems to be built. It's all seems very very old and rustic. On the walls you have an occasional picture frame here and there, but there's no pictures in them.
Hmm. Usually you don't start removing pictures until after the divorce. What?
Looking around, is there anything else that...
Is there anything else in here?
Well, it seems to be the only thing in here.
Does it look like... Was this like a storage thing?
I'm going to leave and start looking for... Like, start wandering.
Okay.
I'm going to go up that to... Hill. Yeah, I'm going to go follow River. River, the water's broken. It doesn't ripple like it should.
Did you tell the doctor?
He's disappeared.
Again. Alright, well, let's see what we can do.
So, how long, given this dust, canine, how long you figure this has been abandoned like this?
Ingenuity 7.
Ingenuity survival.
Ingenuity survival.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an 11.
I can actually roll that as well. I got a 14, I think.
You don't find any residual heat signatures or anything like that, as far as like someone being here 5 minutes ago,
right,
or anything like that. Thing that immediately strikes you, Jack, is you're looking around and there's a coat of dust on the floor, mm-hmm. and there's no footprints in here. Do you see your own footprints?
Mm-hmm.
You see his
tracks.
Track marks or tread marks, but other than that, you don't see any evidence that someone has been in here any time recently.
All right. I want to check out one of these pictures a little more closely. Is it like just a frame, or is there anything like is there like a blank picture in the frame? Or is it just like the frame and just the backing with no picture? You know what I'm saying here?
Well, you get up close to it, and the frame is an old frame. And it looks like there are tatterings of what appeared to have been a picture or some sort of a canvas that was in the frame at some point, but it seems to have either deteriorated or been torn out. That seems the case on there are two more.
Okay.
And they're in varying sizes. There's one that's good bigger size than the rest are smaller, like 8x10, 5x7 type of frames. And they look to be the handmade style frames too.
Okay. I flip them over, see if there's anything on the back.
You take one off the wall and it actually the hinges break. You look at the nails are all rusty. So you're holding two sections of a frame. And you look on the back and this is very clearly handmade, probably from wood that just was found. Somebody shaped.
Yeah, K-9, if anyone asks, this was like this when we got here.
Of course, master.
You guys are going up. You're still going after the donkey.
I'm just following that path up.
Okay, over you go up the path. You find yourself standing on top of the path, and you're looking out across the beach and into the field. You see
the TARDIS
lifeboat,
still there?
You see the lifeboat station. Yes, the TARDIS is still up at the top of the steps. Okay. And you look over. What is not here, however, are the donkeys. There's the pasture, but the donkeys are not there.
Okay.
I think we better go find the ladies. What do you think, K-9?
Something certainly stole our donkeys.
Well, maybe they went
to
the doctor.
He says he's going to take us on a nice beach trip and end up doing this stuff. I'm so tired of this.
Damn.
One vacation a month. From prison, and he takes us on this shenanigans.
Yeah, and you guys come out and you do not see the dust.
So, like, there was no clothes or anything like that in the shack, just
no.
A lot of dust.
Dust. It's okay. Very clear that this was closed up at some point, and it's been a very long time since someone's there.
Yes. So I'm thinking they were thinking 5 minutes on a cosmic sort of a scale. Where are we?
Western coast of Great Britain, master.
Right.
Early 21st century.
No one goes to the west coast of Great Britain anyway.
That seems fair.
Yes, they do.
Oh. All right, what's your awareness, Donna?
Two.
You're Donna, two. Honey.
Sorry.
Dr. Donna.
It looks like you're looking over her shoulder. Sorry, I was confused.
And yours is a four?
Four.
Okay.
Four, motherfucker.
You see them come out of the shack. And it looks like they seem to...
Finally, the dirt on you is actually the amount of dirtiness that you are. Ha ha ha.
Okay.
All right.
No amount of
scrubbing will get that off.
Essentially, you guys are standing at the top of a hill, looking down upon the beach. You guys are on the beach.
Reminds me, I've seen some really fascinating stains. Not in there, though.
Now I know why he didn't write about you in this book.
Jack cannot be contained on the page.
It's in the blacked out or the
Jack torn out.
Like, ooh. Oh.
But you guys are looking out and down on you get a pretty good vantage point from up here, actually. I mean, you see the TARDIS up here, and you look out. There's the fairground out behind in the field behind the TARDIS. Down on the beach, you see the shack. You also see this lifeboat station and the wall to the harbor, which gets more into the city proper. And it looks like a sort of a smaller town, probably not. It's not a huge metropolis or anything like that. It's definitely a small, looks to be a small fishing village.
When you say fairground, you're saying like there's like
a Ferris wheel type.
Is the Ferris wheel going?
Yes, it is. And Ferris wheel is going. The thing that strikes you is you don't hear the cacophony. You don't hear the.
I was going to say,
the sound
is it quiet?
The,
because that's what I'm getting is that it's quiet.
All you hear is the wind.
Okay.
But really. No ripples on the water. Wait,
there's no ripples on the water.
But there's
the
wind.
The water is just literally, you're looking out and maybe about 30, 40 yards out to sea, there's fog that is just, you can't see past. And it's just, the water is just dead calm.
See, and this is why no one comes to the English countryside.
No, they do that all the time. No, it's the coast. No.
We want to come to see this. Mr. Sarah came to the countryside all the time.
Quiet, you.
She sounded quite enjoyable.
Just agree with me.
No, Master. He'll start rolling up the hill.
Alright, so I'm
come on, canine. So,
I'm a little confused here. Is the shack that we saw when we came in, is that the shack that we just came from?
Yes.
Okay, so there are
that's
two shacks.
That's a sweet boy!
No, just the one shack, and behind the shack was the pen that's attached.
Okay.
And so that's the second shack you guys saw.
Well, man. Feel like checking out the fair or the town first?
Yeah, let's do both.
I say fair is closer, then we'll go to the town. I still don't understand why I can't hear anything. And that water, the water is broken. The water is so incredibly broken.
Happened all the time in the 21st
century.
You guys
don't see the doctor up there with them.
Where'd the doctor go?
We don't know.
Where are the donkeys?
I don't know. Do you know?
So both the doctor and the donkeys are missing, and he did not invite me. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know that
finally.
And this is why you aren't in the book.
I keep telling you, Jack cannot be contained on a mere page.
Oh, I'm sure it was more than one page.
Just Jack. Sorry, I couldn't help.
That's all right. I know I'm in his special memoirs.
But you aren't, sweetie. I'm so sorry.
Telling you, redacted. All right.
You guys are standing,
walking over the hill. Keep walking over the hill.
Sure. Good. What are you walking towards?
Just over the hill.
Okay.
We're gonna walk towards the fair.
Sure.
Okay. We'll start walking towards the fairground. Okay, you guys going up the hill with them?
Yeah, rolling behind them.
You guys head over towards the fairground. And again, it's this. As you get closer, you see that the rides are hurtling around. Occasionally, like the Ferris wheel, it does its revolution and then stops for a little while, and then it goes as if you know people are getting on and off. You know, it's the interval for them to get on and off. You pass a banner that has been set up across the pathway leading into the fairground that says Montezuma's Circus of Delights. It's the resident fun fair that sits on the green overlooking the beach. The fair is obviously here all year round and is probably very popular at the height of summer. There are bumper cars, those spinning teacups that you sit in, a Ferris wheel, a ghost train, and a cyclone. All the rides are running, but there's none of the usual noise and cacophony that you'd expect for a fun fair. The rides hurtle around at full speed, stopping to let people on and off. Only there's no one to be seen. Nobody on the rides or operating them. Hmm. You start walking through, and it's as if someone hit the mute button on everything, and not even making any noise.
Are we like in a place in between where we're? I don't know, it's weird.
Well, let's start walking toward town. I'm going to start walking toward town.
Okay.
See if you can't scan for any sort of...
K-9's probably scanning the entire thing, trying to see if we've got things. If we do have some, indeed, some wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey things going on.
Mm-hmm. I've wandered off.
You've wandered off towards town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. River has wandered off.
River?
What? I'm going to go check the town. Obviously the doctor's there. Nobody's here, so let's go check there.
Why don't you catch up with her? We'll find you.
Okay. I will catch up with River.
Speed walking.
Meanwhile, I will...
You're very determined, aren't you?
Pick a ride. I'll pick the Ferris wheel and shut it down.
You just pick the Ferris wheel and shut it down. You go and you You flip the switch to shut it down, and the Ferris wheel lurches to a stop. And then the lever switches back, and it jerks back to life. And it goes for a few moments, and then the lever pulls back and stops.
Like as if it were stopping to let people on and off?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's like we're in a place in between.
Okay. I will just quickly kind of look around. Are there any... Are there... I know there are rides. Are there any, like areas, you know, booths where you can buy food or anything like that?
There's concession stands. Like funnel cakes. Places to pick up chips.
Is there any actual food?
You go up to it, and looking in the jacks, you see there's there's a fryer that's still on that has the basket up on the hooks. Mm-hmm. And there's several it's for chips. So, I mean, they have the newspaper wrapped in, and there's the mm-hmm. there's the chips in them. You pick one up, and it looks to be like freshly made. It smells good.
Hey, canine, these look okay to you? Reach in, grab one, toss one down.
I wouldn't know, Master. I don't eat.
Tastes like a freshly cooked chip.
And I grab two more, and let's go find the ladies.
Yes, Master?
Grab chips, goddammit. Promise us.
Unless there was anything else interesting. Please,
you go ahead and give me your awareness check.
Straight awareness is going to be an 11, 12, 13.
Okay. He turns to leave, and as he's doing so, he it creates sort of a vacuum of wind, and these two pieces of paper look to be about an inch across, about 2 or 3 inches long, get caught up in his wake and fall down to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Roll over as I'm getting ready to follow him. Just
mm-hmm. They seem to be receipts for two orders of chips.
I grabbed three.
Three orders of chips.
Master, did you pay for those?
Pay who? I would have. Wait, what kind of money do I have?
Kind of money.
Whatever, I would have gotten chips.
One way or another, girls gotta eat.
Oh, believe me, I would have gotten chips. Why? There's no one to pay.
Someone give you a receipt, Master.
There's a receipt. Looks like there's a receipt for one set of chips. And the receipt for the other two.
Okay, I will pick up and examine the receipts.
See, like crisp new receipts.
All right. Are there dates on the receipts?
There are, in fact.
What is the date?
The date on the receipt is 1977.
All right.
That looks to be one of those. Very crude printed receipts from back then.
Okay. Alright. Is there anything else here that we should check out, do you think?
Funnel cake!
We're getting chips. We'll get back to the funnel cake.
Uh-oh.
Fine.
You guys start heading into town. Mm-hmm. You end up on a roadway and wandering into town.
There are shops and stuff.
There are shops. There are. It's a small fishing village. So I mean, there's. Mm-hmm. You've seen the birds, right?
Oh, obviously. Well,
it's like that town.
My dad dressed up as the lady from the
That's
birds.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like that town. So we're not talking a big town. It's a small English town.
Okay.
Small English town, and so I mean, there's
okay. There's a pub.
There's a pub. There's an.
I need a drink. You want a drink? Let's go get a drink.
I want
to go in the pub. And
okay, you go into the pub, and open it up, and it's dead quiet. There's a there's on several of the tables. There's like a there's several tankards or several mugs of beer.
What does it smell like?
Beer. What does what smell like?
Pubs usually smell like beer and lost it, hopes and desperation.
There you go.
Well, no. They're English pubs, so actually typically not as much lost hopes and desperation.
Some. There's some. It depends on where you go.
True. It's a fishing village, though. It depends on how good the catch was.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I was just curious, like, in general. Well, because it's like, the sound is, like, full? Muted. Mm-hmm. And nothing, like, things are...
Are the tankards full?
Mm-hmm.
I grab two and hand her one.
Not all of them are full. Some of them seem half full.
I grab one.
You're empty, but there are full ones there.
Grab two full ones and start drinking.
Okay. It tastes fresh.
Oh, this is a good beer. We should have had one of these earlier.
Maybe a few.
I could use some chips now.
Yeah.
And you look back at the bar, and there is an order of chips. Still.
This is my favorite day. I want two glasses of wine and a box of chocolates.
Sort of look around, and it's like, give me an awareness check.
Six.
Nine.
13.
Okay. You're looking away, and it's like, you think you see, like, some movement out of the corner of your eye. Because now it's like, here's the bar, and you're like, and you look right. It's like, you think you see some movement here, and you look back.
This is the best day ever!
And to you, it's almost as if it just appears between blinks, you know?
Sweetie, this is awesome.
This is weird.
Here, have some chocolate. It'll make you feel so much better. Chocolate and beer and wine. Good day. And chips. I start eating the chips. Oh, it's been so long since I've had chips. Finally vacation.
Fresh chips.
Scarfy dump chips. He said he'd take me on vacation. Finally vacation.
And it's as if also you set down your mug, and when you go to pick it up again, it's been refilled.
Oh, refilling drinks.
Can I have a hamburger?
Hamburger would be pub food, so yes. There's a hamburger.
Donna, look!
Oh, you this is like the best day ever. What else I can ask for?
Shoes! We need to go shoe shopping.
Yes!
Fabulous shoes, new outfits. Oh, new outfits!
Shoes.
I'm so getting used to this body.
As Kate, I've cracked some too late sound no more.
This is amazing!
I know!
Where's the doctor?
I don't know, but this is okay.
You know how to find the doctor.
Kind of radiation that you can detect. No strange energy signatures or anything like that.
Kerry's actually going to roll back to the control panel of the lever he was messing with.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to use his little open-close and make the side pop off so he can look inside and see if there's anything other than what should be in there.
Sure. Okay. You're looking in there. Go ahead and give me a ingenuity and technology.
Okay, I got more.
20.
Oh, yeah. You're looking in here, and nothing out of the ordinary. It seems to be a... you would probably put this apparatus at a... according to your databanks, it's a Ferris wheel mechanism, probably from the late 1940s. And it looks to be in superb condition. It's been...
Which is not necessarily surprising, being the 70s, these things operate...
But you don't see any sign of corrosion or aging on it. Because if this say it's from 1948... This came from 1948.
Like just came from 1948.
Like it's been in service this year. You don't see any indication of someone's been in here and fixed anything. There's no new parts. There's no like replacement parts. It's all accurate wiring for that era, et cetera.
I swear to God, it's like we slipped in between.
It's all time happening at one time.
Kana's actually going to start wandering off back towards the TARDIS.
Okay. are wanting not back towards the target.
Where are you going, K-9?
Checking things, Master.
Well, need a hand?
No, that's okay.
So he starts wheeling off towards the target.
Yeah, good luck with the steps.
There are no steps to getting into the TARDIS.
Yes, there is.
Into the TARDIS.
Watch the Fourth Doctor. You will never see him have a problem getting in or out of the TARDIS.
They just skim over that part. You see, like, the back end of him going in. Him heading towards the door. And then they're outside! Miraculously! There he is!
He's amazing!
So you get there through a cover edit. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
There's a prop midget waiting to pick him up.
It's help.
Yeah. Help's like...
Help. Whee!
You start heading back towards the TARDIS. Yeah. What's
you know what? We're gossiping.
Gossiping.
Right, well, I'll walk around a little bit and
this?
Check some of the
other. Oh, no.
I'm going to check the other rides and see if it's kind of the same thing. If I turn, I'll pick another ride. If I turn it off
never really
leave it off,
that's
does it turn itself
day.
Back on?
It's okay.
If you turn
know.
It off in the middle of its cycle, it almost immediately gets turned back on. And then does the rest of its cycle and then stops. And it like, if you're up the cyclone is the tilt-a-whirl. So, I mean, you're sitting there. The tilt-a-whirl runs and then stops, and you're sure it stops long enough for if there were people on it to get off,
mm-hmm.
and people waiting to get on.
Okay.
And then it starts up again.
Oh, French fries. Okay.
As I was sitting here, I'm like, Beth's talking a lot about food. Mm. Pregnancy.
What? I want some chips.
I do too. Let's go get chips.
All right. Is there like, an office or something, like an administrative area?
I mean, this is a permanent fixture, so I mean, there are some buildings. So it's not like a traveling circus type of thing. It's a fairground. So I mean, there's the bigger buildings.
It's an amusement park.
It's an amusement park.
Okay.
But I mean, looking at its amusement parks, circa probably
it's smaller.
I mean, you're not entire. Well, depending on Jack, where he's at.
When we go out in June.
Are you immortal, Jack? You're immortal,
Jack.
Yeah, you lived through this time period. It looks like it's something you would have seen like in the 1960s.
It's like an hour from the beach, so we're like
probably not terribly out of place for the 70s.
No,
I mean, okay. I will find the administrative area.
You can pass by a video game arcade.
Well, alrighty then. I go check that out.
Okay. It has machines that are running, and it looks like stuff from the late 20th century, early 21st century. Like Dance Dance Revolution.
That's Jack's
Galaga.
Favorite game. Ray picks up
and
the most
and
chicks.
There's no noise. I mean, you see the screens are all lit up, and the games are doing their thing, and it's...
Does it
you stand
look like
there for
the
a
games
second.
Are being played? Or
you
is
stand
it just
there for a second
down.
And you're looking and it looks to be like, I mean, the you don't see the joysticks move or anything like that, but it's as if something is playing the game. Like the guy will go and then die and then keep going type
so
of thing.
So it's clearly not a demo.
Right.
Okay.
Because it goes on longer than 4 seconds.
Right. All right.
You go back to the TARDIS.
Go roll up inside and
roll up to the door of the TARDIS, and the TARDIS does not open.
Master?
Doesn't K-9 have a key?
Yeah.
K-9 is a key.
I was going to say, doesn't K-9 need, like... I know that I've seen episodes where he just goes in, and nobody else is with him.
Well, Jack doesn't have a key.
Oh, yeah. Well, for a lot of reasons.
No. Basically,
we're not at that part of
he does,
relationship.
Right? And clearly does whatever he does to, like, open the door, and
you're
the door's not open.
In
he's
a
like,
relationship.
Hmm? It's very early.
Just remind me, what gizmos do you have again?
I have the Blue Diary,
okay.
The 51st Century Sonic Blaster,
nope.
Datapad, and hallucinogenic...
Wait, stop,
poster.
Back up. Datapad.
Datapad.
You have a datapad. And you've got just your...
I've got the vortex manipulator.
What does that do, though?
Like a notebook? iPad. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a futuristic version.
Ah, it does. Okay. So,
information.
So, you'll get a little transmission to your data pad and to your Vortex manipulator that says, Master, Mistresses, the TARDIS is locked.
Yes, the question is, do you call him Master or just call him Jack?
Probably Jack.
Jack.
Mistresses, Jack. Jack. The TARDIS appears to be locked.
Too busy having chips, chocolate, and wine. Call back later.
Gossip! Girl time! So glad we got rid of that.
The doctor could be inside and be in trouble.
He's fine. I'm sure he's fine.
He's got a sonic
screwdriver. Finally, I'm getting a vacation. Come on, Kano.
We're going shoe shopping next.
Yeah, shoe shopping. I need new shoes. And a new outfit. Come on, you can come with us. Come on, Kano. Come on, K9!
After a
come
while
on.
Of sitting there, a tab disappear. Like a ticket.
I'm not paying that.
Everything that you got. And it looks like it's a handwritten one. It
I'm
appears.
Just going to crumple it and set it back down in the same spot.
Okay. It's one of those things where in between blinks are looking away, then it's been flattened back out.
Huh. Huh.
As if what's, you did crumple
what are, like,
it up and then somebody went.
Like, crumple it again.
Comparative prices. What time frame are we talking here? You know.
How much is the bill?
The bill for all that you guys got. It's actually maybe about 4 or 5 pounds.
Oh, and I put money down on top of it.
Okay. It's sort of in between blinks, and you look back and you have change.
That's convenient. Put it in my pocket, walk out to go shopping.
This is the strangest thing.
No, it's fine. I'm sure it's fine.
I will actually call you back. Well, I'd come back, K-9, but I don't have a key to the TARDIS, so...
Key does not appear to be the issue, Master. I am a key. It's not still not opening. And of course, K-9 is like leaving this on general transmission, so that you're hearing whether Jack's transmitting to you guys or not. You're basically hearing, yes, I can't open the TARDIS, and it should be opening.
All right, I'll be right
over. Let's get shoes first. Okay. Priorities.
I'll be right over, K-9.
We go find the local women's store.
The local women's store.
Well, usually
every small town has at least one clothing store.
With shoes and clothes and...
You'll find a place?
It's a place where you buy local women.
And their clothes.
No, Jeff.
You know, I have never bought a brothel. I have never bought...
And you only get to rent them.
Market. I've never bought a garage at a garage sale.
Depends on the brothel.
Or a yard sale.
I have bought a pawn in a pawn shop because I bought a chess set once.
You find a place called Woodruffson's.
Woodruffson's?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Start going through and picking up outfits and trying them on in the middle of the store.
You go in, the bell on the door.
Ding!
Just ding, 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 ding.
It actually makes sound.
Hello?
Hello? Is there anybody there?
Mm-mm. Just you and the mannequins.
I can't do the mannequins. Sorry.
I'm sorry, what did you just say to me?
Just you and the mannequins.
Hey, Jack. I found non-living people you could play with.
There's the fun in that.
You I don't know,
do
they might play
you want
back.
To them whenever.
You'll make it back to the TARDIS and he's sitting there.
Call me when you found the donkeys.
His tail's wagging.
Alright, maybe the door is stuck. Here, let me get Mom, put my shoulder into it.
Womp.
Womp. I try to open it.
The door opens and it's a police box.
Uh oh.
Yeah, the TARDIS is gone. What's here is a police box.
Uh-oh.
Son of a bitch! Not again! I start running back. I'm just running. I'm gone.
I'm following her.
Okay. You do so.
He ruins my vacation every time. One vacation a year. One vacation.
Yes,
one time.
But we got chocolate and chips on call.
But still, vacation. I'm so mad. I just wanted to buy a new outfit, but no! He won't even let me do that. Unlimited money. Oh, I hate him so much right now.
She's very angry.
All right.
There's a clipboard inside with papers on it and a little shelf.
Okay, he just... Can I just...
Lift it up and it's dated. It's a municipality, et cetera, et cetera. Uh-huh. And it's dated
1952. We got things from all over the place.
1948.
Get there. We're there.
You guys run on up.
We're fast.
There are things here from all over the time stream. Well, maybe not all
it's
over.
It's broken but, again.
But at least,
mannequins.
I don't know, everything in about a hundred.
Fucking hate mannequins.
Everything in the last 100 years and the next 100.
Oh, good. So, let's see.
Is the shack still there?
Yep. So are the donkeys.
The donkeys. Are they back?
There seem to be donkeys in the pen down there now.
And the pen is locked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is broken.
How
is
the pen locked? How is the pen locked?
It was a hand-built pen with a gate that goes into it, and it's just essentially it's like a rope the guy put over the two fence posts that were next to each other.
Yeah,
that's essentially it. That's the lock.
Have I seen anything?
The gate is shut again, and the rope.
Well, that's what I kind of assumed.
Have I seen anything like this before?
No.
Don't you always know how to get in touch with him?
Usually, but I was trying to avoid him. I was mad at him.
All right.
Well,
it's not like the doctor to leave us. Well, not you.
Well, all right. I'm going to use my blue book.
Okay. To learn about... It only has information about the doctor. Only info related to the doctor.
I know. I want to see if there's anything about this incident.
Okay.
Written in there.
Spend that. Later on, you write about speaking with the doctor. And the doctor telling you stories. And he mentions once in sort of offhanded, and this is the Matt Smith doctor, mentions Arrowdown, which is the town you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And how that was fun. And the... that was fun, and that the... He looks forward to going back and meeting Teresa and Alan again. And that Monroe's had the best chips in town.
Monroe's.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's where you guys were for the.
Is that we weren't there?
That was just the old English pub.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we need to go to Monroe's. In fact, you know what? I know we need to go to Monroe, so just come with me. I start walking back toward town.
Yes, mistress.
Okay. All right.
Well, I've got this receipt here from 1977.
No, no, no. Shh. We're going to Monroe's. I don't.
That's fine.
It's fine.
We got video games from.
No, it's all ruined. We need to go fix this.
And we got a.
Jack, you're not always right. Just shh.
Right.
Jack.
Come along, Jack. Follow the mistress.
I stop, and then...
What did you
get
do?
Flat.
I think you broke something again.
I didn't do anything.
She smacks you upside the head.
But, shh.
And then I keep walking.
But I was just responding to...
Sorry.
She's not allowed to talk anymore.
Sorry.
Keep walking.
Okay. You're walking out. You're gonna go walk along the beach, or you're gonna walk
back up to town to find Monroe's.
Back up through the on the road.
On the road.
She's marching up down the road.
I'm following.
I guess we're following her. All right.
Okay.
Oh, you're not talking anymore, are you? You want to get hit again? I thought you liked getting hit. Oh, we can play those games later.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Can we find Monroe's?
You guys head back into town. You go past the pub. You go past some of the other shops. You go past the Woodruffsons. give me the two of you that were there before. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Ingenuity checks, please.
13.
11. 13.
Both of you got 13?
Yeah. Fucking number.
You go walking past the, walking past Woodruffson's, and, something strikes you as odd about the window display, but you can't really put your finger on what.
Okay.
Both of you.
I'm gonna stop and look at it, like, intently look at it.
It's, there's something different, but you can't put your finger
it's
on it.
It's bothering me, I'm gonna go in.
Okay, you go in. Mm-hmm. She stops and looks into this thing. into this window, this window for this Woodruff.
Something's wrong.
And then she just goes inside.
I'm gonna go with her.
I'm out of earshot now, so.
Just rolls right in. rolls right in after you.
K-9, you're such a good boy.
Does the door bell like it did before?
Mm-hmm. The bell goes off. He opens the door and this
ding ding ding.
And the door closes. Ding ding ding.
So it rings normally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm just walking around the shop.
Mannequins in the same
I start
place.
Taking things. Like if the mannequins are dressed, I make them naked.
She starts undressing mannequins.
River, here, I just know it.
River, what are you doing?
There's something wrong with this place.
I know. What are you doing?
Trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Where is that?
He'll scan it. I'll scan one of the mannequins. Just
okay.
I start digging through drawers if I see any drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Turning things over.
She starts vigorously searching the place.
Please don't cause any damage, mistress.
It'll fix itself, don't worry.
And just because you say that. So I'm looking for a rock. Do I find a rock?
Yes, you'll find a rock.
I chuck it through the window.
Please don't cause any damage, mistress.
What did you get in your scan?
That's going to be just straight awareness.
It's going to be awareness and...
Tech
and... Yeah, awareness plus awareness, whatever traits you have for your scan.
Probably just the plus two for my scan.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, 9.
You detect, around some of the mannequins, you detect a residual chronon energy, which is a form of radiation usually only gained through exposure to the vortex or traveling through time.
Directly or through a vehicle?
You get out of the way. Okay. It's not strong enough to be a direct exposure. Okay. You've only met someone, one person who's ever done that and survived. Well, he didn't really.
He doesn't need to.
Direct exposure to chronon energy is rather lethal.
Yes.
That's fine.
you detected trace amounts. Around the mannequins in the store.
Yes, canine.
And then you chuck your rock through the window.
Mm-hmm.
I make sound.
It makes sound. It makes sound. The glass. I mean, it's almost like it's so quiet that it's almost like deafening. It's like, smash.
Jack
rolls into the street, and the some glass pieces hang. Go.
What did you do?
I wanted to see if I could change anything.
Mistress, I'm detecting chronon energy in this shop.
Oh, really? Is there a back room?
Mm-hmm.
I go into the back room.
It's like this is where they do fittings and repair on some of the
I start upturning everything in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, wrong side. I would like to... My vortex manipulator, one of its traits is scanning.
Mm-hmm.
So he mentions
Chronon energy.
I want to scan the receipts I have, and then the thing that the chips was the newspaper or whatever the chips were in.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, was it a newspaper?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's on the newspaper.
What's on the newspaper?
You're specifically looking for a date on the newspaper.
Yes.
Specific date on the newspaper is 1912.
I use the vortex manipulator.
You gotta wash your arm sometimes.
Scan it.
Never takes
okay.
Long.
See if there are any
under the leather
chronons or whatever the hell attached to it.
What the fuck ever?
Yeah, no. They're hanging on there.
Dice say no.
Yeah.
Slick out.
Yeah.
Awareness plus two for your scan.
9.
You don't. You do get the detect in. Your detector goes off for chronon energy in the vicinity or in the store itself, but these are not giving you any.
Okay.
I'm going to take...
Which tells you these have not traveled through the vortex. Mm.
Right.
They've traveled through time.
So it's us.
Anybody want a newspaper from 1912?
With
only a little bit of grease.
Have one. Thank you, Jack.
No. I could have used some of those chips, but yeah.
Okay.
We can go get more.
No, it's all right. I'm good.
I'm going to stop because I'm clearly not finding anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my magical 51st century sonic blaster thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it does a digital rewind on things. So I'm going to focus it on something in the room and start rewinding.
Okay. You have to spend one of the story points on it. For it. Okay. So you start do the digital rewind on... sort of localizing it in about a size area of this table.
Yeah.
Things flip back up and get put right, and you're keep it going for a little while, and it keeps winding it back, and it just sits there for a moment, and some things move, and then they go back, almost as if like something went like that.
Okay, I'll stop doing that now. This place is wrong. What was that place we needed to find? Let's go to there.
Monroe's?
Mulligan's?
Monroe's.
Mulligan's!
Give me another ingenuity check.
Both of those are just for her.
Everyone can do it.
12.
Ingenuity I have in spades.
12, please.
Mm-hmm.
12 for 12. The win, Trebek.
Mm-hmm.
15.
What are we, 13. Like, in synchronicity?
Mm.
Ingenuity.
I'm using your dice.
Just ingenuity or ingenuity plus something?
Just ingenuity.
Okay, 13.
Where did that go?
Gosh.
I know. I'm terrible, aren't I? Here we go.
Hungry.
Canine.
Get a snack.
Chips.
Monitoring the chronon levels and monitoring the your surroundings rather.
I suppose you want fries.
She does that. And you detect that movement. You detect that you looking at your banks. Yes, that was like that. But then once she's done, something else has moved inside the shop.
The glass.
Start trying to. I'll scan back across the room and see if I can figure out what's moved.
Okay. Scanning across it. And your data bank showed that there were 6 mannequins in that window display, and now there are only 5.
Fuck you with your mannequins.
I can't scan mannequins.
I'm gonna have nightmares. You're ruining this. You have nightmares. Ruiner.
Mistress?
Uh-huh?
There's a mannequin missing.
I'm going to go over and start poking at the ones that are still there. Are they still naked?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start playing with their arms because I mean, I wouldn't know, like, yeah. Like, seeing if they...
Mm-hmm.
doing? Remove one of their arms? Yeah. Pop it back on?
Check the hands. Nothing.
Like normal mannequins, too.
Start beating.
Start beating on one of them.
Why don't we go to the bar?
I'm going to scan around the room just to like a 360 with my head just to see if I can spot any other mannequins in there.
Go ahead and give me your awareness. Plus your scan.
14.
Well, in fact, the number of... There aren't any less mannequins in here, but seems to be another... Four mannequins.
There's four more mannequins now?
More mannequins than there were the last time you scanned.
Mistress?
Now there are more. I will cut the shit out of you. Go ahead.
There's four more mannequins in here now, mistress.
We need to leave. Right now.
They're over... I'm sure he knows like where exactly.
Monroe's. Let's go to Monroe's right now. I run. I'm gone. I go through the window.
Go through the gaping hole in the front of the building.
As Kate,
I start running down the street.
Okay. You notice that the rock you threw is gone.
Okay. I look back where I picked the rock up from. Is it there?
There it is.
Put the rock in my pocket.
Okay. He put the rock in his pocket.
I've got to.
And he's just happy to see you. That's
right. And if you're good, later I'll let you dig for it.
Oh my. Especially the hole in his pocket.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to remember if I know anything about the mannequins. Because the only thing I can personally remember is the anti-plastic. Because I remember the mannequins were the very first of the new episodes.
Yep. They also actually, just talking about episodes real fast, out of character, Rory actually turns into one.
Yeah.
Is one.
Yeah.
From the anti-plastic at one point.
Anyway. So I'm trying, Jack is actually...
He's the man that waits.
Do I?
Well, you see River
doesn't know anything.
Running down the roadway.
River,
gone.
And then you see K-9.
Those of you looking can get me just straight awareness checks.
I'm like the motherfucking honey badger. I don't give a shit.
And
gone. Do you have any traits that add to your perception type of thing?
Does that include my scan or is it?
Yes, that would include your scan.
12 then.
Okay, just 9, because I'm probably not going to scan her with... It depends on what it is. Well, no, 9. I'm not going to use it. Good. It's...
Yeah, mine's a 9 as well.
Okay, awareness. So 9,
12.
Okay, you guys are looking out... Looking after her, she goes, and standing in between one of the buildings, you see a figure that's got a sheet draped over it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great!
And it's just standing there. Mm-hmm. You see it, but something moves underneath that.
Oh, creep!
I run at it.
Oh yeah, Jack.
I run at it and snatch the sheet off.
Master, it's
run at it. You snatch the sheet off, and it's a mannequin.
Ah!
It's a featureless mannequin.
I hate you. Why did you pick this one?
I had two choices, and this was the one I went.
I'm going to have a nightmare.
I take the mannequin, or I don't take
you
the mannequin,
to live with
but
the
I go
consequences
like,
of this game.
And I push it over. So that it falls over.
Okay.
Does it move?
Going to push it over, and its head just goes, whoop!
Okay!
Running
now.
No,
I'm just
running.
I'm running in the direction River's going. I'm going. I can't take the plastic people.
I hate them. I hate them. K-9.
Pumpkin in one.
me.
Like Vespa.
I am in high gear.
You're going to have to pick him up.
I am in overdrive.
He'll make it eventually.
Poor canine.
I love pineapple, and yet that's not really what I want.
You want chips?
I do, goddammit!
If you want, honey, after this, I promise I'll take you somewhere to get chips.
That's very nice of you. I appreciate it. Maybe we can all get pie.
And chips.
And chips. We'll get chips and pie. This is awesome.
Pickles.
I like this day. I don't like pickles.
No, I want a pickle.
Do you really want a pickle?
Yes.
I have relish. I don't have pickles.
No, that's not the... Ew.
All right,
what's the best I can do?
I need you to make a resolve and ingenuity roll.
You were so sexy when you were.
Are they two separate rolls, Ethan?
No, you add them together. Not only him.
Only him. What's a pineapple? Can you have pineapple?
I can have pineapple, 12. But I can smell it. I'm not sure.
12.
My mouth is wet, but it's always wet now.
I have oranges.
I'll wait for the pie.
I can have as much pineapple as I like. It's free.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this thing startles you so much.
Fuck yeah, it does.
You take it. You sort of reel back, and you step on up slightly on the boardwalk, and then go tumbling backwards into the street.
I'd love to help you, Jack, but I can't.
So you find yourself now prone in the middle of the street.
Okay.
And looking around. And we go to initiative at this point.
Oh.
How do you do initiative in this one?
Well, talkers, movers, doers.
How the fuck do you know what you are?
Yeah.
Are you talking? Are you moving? Yeah, are you doing? What, are you fighting?
Determine what you want to do this round. You're moving.
Moving the fuck out
of
there.
So you will move.
I'm moving.
What did I
moving.
Miss?
He gets so startled by it, he steps up, so he gets tangled up and falls backwards.
I go to touch it and like try and push it over. As soon as my finger gets close to it, it goes.
It turns its head towards.
Whoa!
It's featureless head just goes like that.
And it startles me so I back up and fall over.
This, so. I don't want chips.
Fish sticks and custard.
I don't want fish sticks and custard, but I want chips.
We have a place that has really good chips.
That you can get at, like, whatever the hell time it is right now.
Probably not. Closest place that we can get Thai is Perkins.
Yeah, Perkins would probably have pretty good chips.
One pretty hope.
Good. Not the best chips, but those are in Maryland.
Well, they'd be...
Actually, no, Red Robin would be the best place to get.
But it won't be open by the time we get out there.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they're open till 11.
Let's see.
Essentially, whatever your coordination is determines your speed.
Okay. Can you tell me? I have a question about another trait.
Sure. What's up?
What is teleport as a trait?
You can teleport with your arm thingy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but how far?
Pretty as far as you want.
Probably to the TARDIS. Abandoner.
Oh shit! In that case,
actually, he has, no, humans don't need the TARDIS.
Let's see. Hang out here with the creepy mannequin people, or be alone with the Doctor and the TARDIS.
Except that we've determined that we don't know where the TARDIS is.
Teleport! Very draining. Yeah, you do it. It's usually very draining on the gadget, requires refueling frequently. Teleporters or transmats are usually specific devices. The distance traveled is usually limited to about 400 kilometers. Basically, you'll have to activate it with a story point to use it. So we'll start at
400. Okay.
I don't think anybody's talking.
No.
You're moving. Is K-9 trying to talk?
Only say, oh dear.
Oh yeah. Alright, and we're at moving. You're moving, you're full tilt boogieing running, you're full tilt boogieing running.
Yeah, I'm running
after
Rengar.
Does this count as run for your life right now?
Yes, if you're fleeing from this thing.
I am fleeing.
So yes, you are very much away from this thing.
I'm actually not
activate
my I'm going to try.
I'm following you.
Okay.
Can't take
you stand up
people.
And you start sort of stumbling, heading down the street as this thing's featureless face follows you.
Come on, Rose. Slash Mulligans. Break the right. Stake.
You
get start. Well.
All right.
Understand? In anything regarding any kind of a chase, I have a movement of one. I am slow.
Why didn't Jack pick you up?
Yes, but because
he weighs
stealthy.
Like 90 pounds.
Stealth.
Why? Because I'm down there.
Yeah.
You don't know. He got right. The new lightweight version.
I have no idea how much he weighs.
Okay.
He looks pretty good size.
Let me explain something about actions and multiple actions really quick. Basically, at the start of a round, you determine what you're doing, and that determines what category you fall into: talking, moving, doing, fighting. That does include dodging for cover, and you can do multiple actions. It's just if you do multiple actions, you incur a -2 penalty to what you do for each action beyond that.
Okay.
And it's to each one. So, like, if you're moving and you're and if this thing's shooting at you, I'm assuming you're going to want to dodge. You'll be dodging at a -2.
Okay.
And when you dodge, it's coordination and athletics.
Okay.
So, that being said, at the fighting phase, this thing's hand just comes up, chunk, pops down, and it takes aim and shoots at you.
Okay, I will attempt to dodge. What'd you say it was?
Coordination.
Athletics.
And athletics.
Okay, so 7 minus 2 is 5.
Bolin, you should see if you've got any traits that...
Yeah, plus whatever traits you might have.
So it's 14. No. I've got...
You don't have any traits?
None that will help here.
Can I see?
And you can spend story points to increase your... to add dice if you wish.
It's not just that,
I'll keep with the 14.
I was going to say, it's not...
Keep with the 14?
Yep.
All right, it shoots at you... And misses.
Okay.
You guys hear clear as a bell, with the sound of a gunshot.
I knew it. I knew it. Just gone as fast as I can go.
Oh, and you're tough.
Yeah.
Am I able?
That helps after I get shot.
Running around this corner.
Not before.
And you see, you stop when you see
you might have to write it down.
You come around the corner and skid to a halt at the side of this, at the side of that. It's about 8 feet tall.
I piss my pants?
I think that would count as doing.
I'm going to turn around and keep running.
I need you to give me a, no, it's an ingenuity, and, one of the happy rolls, ingenuity and,
athletics.
Athletics. Well, it's,
coordination.
Coordination.
And athletics you can have.
Well, no.
What am I rolling for? I don't understand.
You're done.
Use your words.
Use your words, Ethan.
I can't remember the actual. I just had
you had a roll of coordination.
No, this isn't attacking. It's a fear thing.
Which Jack doesn't have.
I need you to make resolve and ingenuity. Resolve plus ingenuity plus your dice roll.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, but you were dodging.
15?
No, that's what he had me roll originally when I was poking it.
Yeah, use ship courage. So you get a +2.
Oh.
What'd you get?
15.
15, okay. It startles you, but it does not scare you.
Oh, yeah.
Great. So you go, shoot. So it doesn't take away any of your actions or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So that's what you see.
You coming again.
Coming around.
Thanks, Nate.
Sir!
I have no idea what's going on. I'm just going with it.
And you're just running.
I'm running towards River!
Running towards River. River goes to around a corner, and you hear her go, you again!
What the fuck?
back. I just start yelling, stay back.
So he takes a shot at you and misses as you're getting away, right. Basically.
I will not actually run past him if I can't. If I have the movement,
are you running? To
him. I think you guys were dead. You guys were already ahead of me.
Yeah, they basically here's the mannequin. They've run this way down the street, and he's standing at the entrance to an alley.
You were right in front of him. I'm down
here.
You're
in front of him, and he's down the other side of the street.
When you run this, I can't have a map. It's easier.
Okay. It's still figuring it out.
I know. That's why I'm making
it. But yeah, he's down to the left of the street.
Okay. I will actually be running towards Canine now.
Okay, so you didn't go that way. You're running this way.
Yeah,
this
thing. I'm running back
still
to Canine,
following you and whatnot. Canine, you're running. You're going up this way.
I see it shoot at him.
You see it shoot at him. Both of you give me separate awareness checks. See if you spot this with your scan, but you're not using your vortex manipulator because you're not like that.
13.
Okay. So you're looking that way down the street, and you got an 8. All right, you don't see anything. You're looking down the street, and immediately what sort of irks you is you see there's the guy with the sheet on him. But down coming around the corner, sort of they went down the way and sort of to a T intersection type of thing, and they went left.
Okay.
Coming down the right side, you see the Wolfman. Like Lon Chaney style Wolfman. Very stiffly moving like that.
Cousin.
And so we're to the next round. What are you doing this round?
Trying to shoot at that.
So you're fighting.
Yes, fighting this round.
What are you doing this round?
I was going to pick him up and start running. Okay. Time to go, Pooch!
So pick him up and pretty much I'm going to put that under doing because you actually have to do something. To pick
sure.
Up. What are you doing?
Trying to talk to River and find out what the hell's going on.
Getting around and... Okay. What are you doing? So you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
I have a thing. It's like a plan, but with more greatness.
wait, stop. Time out.
That's immortalized on recording now.
No, that's going to Facebook right now.
You're amazing.
So what are you doing? What is the first phase of this plan?
It's like a plan, but with more goodness.
Oh, am I?
I think that should be enough, is it?
What is it you're trying to do?
Use your words, Bethy.
That's so gross.
Use your words so the rest of us can share its greatness.
Okay. So that's all of my story points for this. Mm-hmm. I am going to grab my sonic blaster and try to call the doctor and tell him he needs to hurry the fuck up and get there and help us. We need the doctor right now.
Okay.
So she takes the blaster.
Talking. What are you really doing? You put it that way.
Both.
Okay, so talkers first.
River?
You come around. River, standing in front of River about 8 feet tall, for lack of a better term, is the Grim Reaper.
What the fuck? Aw, Jesus.
Jesus doesn't care.
I believe the proper Donald line at this point would be, oh, shut up!
Go ahead and give me a resolve and ingenuity.
Alright, and then I have the indomitable trait. Would that help, or...
What does that do?
It says it gives the character a +4 to any rolls to resist becoming possessed or hypnotized, physically controlled, or similar. In many ways, this trait can also be used to avoid being convinced out of the course of action.
It would apply to this because it's not. This is just seeing this would scare you.
Okay.
So.
That was a lot of story points. This better work.
You said resolve and what?
Well, if you can come up with 11, we can end the campaign.
I just spent all of mine.
I got 12.
I've got 15. you should have just said something. I could have just handed you my phone.
Fine.
You said resolve in what?
Resolve
and ingenuity.
Okay, so both
attributes, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's 5, 10.
All right, 10. That beats it. It startles you a bit, but it doesn't take away from any of your, as far as doing anything. But it's like,
what the fuck? Shut up!
At first you think it's just a statue, but then it moves. It goes.
So you know this guy.
I'm looking up into the big cowled hood. There's a, it's a mannequin figure that's painted black.
Oh God! Ah!
Oh wait.
Oh God! Make it not!
Stop that!
I hate the mannequins. Mannequins suck.
With that,
time out. It could have been worse. He could have done the Weeping Angels.
True story.
This is your talk. So talking.
Yes.
What is it you're saying?
What do you want? Talk.
You're talking to it?
I don't know. I'm talking to it. I'm just talking.
So you come around the corner.
What?
You see this.
Yeah. What? What the hell? Who the hell are you? What do you want?
Obviously, it's a Grim Reaper. Doctor. We need the doctor. Like, messing with my...
I'll give her my phone.
I'm going to try to call him. We need you here, right now. Super important. Where are you?
It's
where
a
did
blast
you go?
Right.
I know. I'm using it.
That's...
And then I'm going to aim it at the thing and start shooting and call.
PDA has communications.
No. I specifically said I was going to use my blaster to contact the doctor. So that's what's happening.
Okay.
So I pull the trigger.
Okay.
All right, apparently I'm...
Give me a second.
I'm empathetic. So, let's see. I can use this to calm people down or understand their hidden emotions. So...
You don't understand her.
No, I don't understand. I want to know what the hell this thing is and why it's here and what it wants.
You know these are the autons.
Yeah, I know.
You know that they're controlled by the Nestine consciousness.
I don't give a shit. I don't want them here, and I want the doctor here.
So you come around the corner and you start talking to this thing.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to know that this thing... It's an auton. It's autonomous. It doesn't. It actually doesn't have an intelligence. It doesn't communicate.
Yeah.
It does have intelligence. What do you say to it?
Oh God. What do you want? How do we get home? What did you do with the doctor? What the hell do you want?
You say, at the mention of the doctor, this thing takes a step back. I don't have any features on this face.
Pulling the trigger on my blaster.
That's going to be fighting. Technically doing with what is going on. I'll be with you in a second. Doers, you... are picking up him.
Yes. Through a clever edit, I'm not quite sure how, but through a clever edit, I end up carrying him like this. He's sitting there, and I've got him like this, kind of in front of me.
And the head towards him.
Yeah. Come on, guy, we're going. Time to get out of here.
So he scoops you up, and he's got you, and you're like, you still want to shoot?
Hell yeah!
His nose has popped open, and that blaster is out.
Yeah, as we're running past, it's just like,
are you running back towards it, or just running away?
So? I'm running towards them.
Okay, so you pick him up, and you're going back.
As you're going
past the auton.
Yes.
Okay.
No, wait, that wolfman's coming up behind them.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot the wolfman.
Okay.
Protect the mistresses.
Protect the mistresses.
That's actually here.
Okay.
Protect the mistresses.
Pew! So yeah, you'll do your
shooting, which is coordination of marksmen.
Yes. That will get me a 11.
Oh, stupid nose.
What'd you get?
11.
11. Okay. You miss. As this thing stops in its tracks and you shoot out in front of it. Its hand is popped open and just does this torso swivel towards you.
It's not the real wolf man. It's a mannequin.
Really? I couldn't figure that one out. Thanks.
You guys are pretty.
You take out your blaster.
Yeah.
She's holding a banana. Pull the trigger. Look down at the banana.
River, you have a banana. Do you need some potassium?
Written on the banana. Page 243. Flip it over. Spoilers.
Open the book.
And on the other side, good source of potassium.
I open the banana and I open the book.
It says duck.
Get down, honey. Get down. I just start yelling, get down. You guys should be able to hear me. Good luck with that edit.
Yeah. Not sure how this is going to work.
K-9 okay. Running on his side.
We're at the next round. What is it you're doing this round? He's carrying you.
It'll be a talking round for me.
Okay, so talking.
I'm just going to keep running and dodging.
All right, so you're moving.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Talking.
You're moving, man.
Moving.
Moving. Okay. So we start with talkers.
You'll just hear, Mistress, look out behind you.
I'm down. I'm on the ground.
And those of you moving, you move up, you flatten out. You're like running up. And you're at the end of the T intersection. You look behind you, and there's the Auton that had the sheet on it that is now out in the middle of the is walking out in the middle of the street. The other one is the Wolfman one is turning and is still taking a bead on you guys. The Grim Reaper one has still taken a step back. And you look out just past the Grim Reaper and you see this old lady. I think Betty White. Coming out of this place that says Monroe's on the side. And she has an AK-47. It's like,
Mom?
Hell yeah, Betty White.
Tears into the side of this thing. Tears into this the
Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper one that just stumbles forward and falls over and it starts struggling. The Wolfman turns at her and takes a shot and misses and she continues arcing the fire over towards that thing. So you hear this and this shrapnel sort of flies over you and you sort of look up and you see Betty White with an AK-47.
This is my favorite vacation.
What are you all waiting for? Get inside!
Stop shooting at us, Betty! Jump up and start running.
I'm a better shot than that!
Start crawling, like army crawling. I'm not good enough.
I was going to say, she says, as bullets ricochet off of K-9. The only reason I'm not dead.
Again.
I just polished that. Yes. Wow, that was one of the best ones I've ever heard, too.
And you got a snort. Nice.
Breathe, honey, breathe.
Or don't. I can keep talking to these all day.
Okay.
I can get you to pass out. I'll bet you give me.
We're now to the next round. And the, what is. You're being carried.
At this point, I have nothing I can...
Talk.
Left check! No, right check! No, left check! No, right check!
Moving? Yes. Moving?
Yes.
Moving.
Yeah, army crawling.
You're worse than my last boyfriend.
Okay.
What? That's what she said, Jack.
You guys continue moving and you go barreling and running past Betty White, the old lady with the Kalashnikov. And you go past her and into this Monroe's. It looks to be a diner. And you come skidding to a halt as you come into the diner, and you guys all come in behind him. He's carrying K-9. Just as she takes a step back and slams the door shut, and immediately like grabs one of the bench seat booths and starts pulling it over.
Put K-9 down and...
Sitting at the bar with this stack of pancakes with some whipped cream on top and some syrup, you see, you guys don't recognize him, you do.
Matt's Math.
You see him standing there, and he's this thin guy, black hair, red bow tie.
Bow ties are cool.
And he's got a whole pancake on a fork. He's like, hello!
Hello, sweetie! I run over and give him a big kiss.
Hello, Ruba.
Oh, maybe we're not there yet.
No, we're there yet.
You and me in the TARDIS later, baby.
Yeah, you know what happened all right.
Jack can watch.
Got your message.
I see that. I'm so glad you're here.
Holds up the blaster. Sets it down.
Can I have that back, please?
No.
Why?
Because I don't trust you.
Well, you should.
And you guys start barricading the windows. And that's where we're going to stop. That's where we're going to head and end. GamersHavenPodcast.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Mutants and Masterminds, 3rd Edition, Justice City United. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars Eric, Jeremy, Robin, and Tracy. GM by Ethan. In a world of superpowered intrigue, can four heroes trust one another while trying to make a difference? An alien threat, a complacent government, and a sinister villain are only some of the obstacles these four need to overcome in order to be some of the world's greatest heroes. Will they be legends, or will they be forgotten? Only time can tell. Justice City United.